As you start the day, you might look around. Much of what you touch, taste, or feel arrived in this country by container ship. Those vessels bring you pineapples in winter, bananas all year round, but the global shipping industry is in a crisis not seen in decades. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Running a global shipping company is not for the faint of heart. It's a volatile, cyclical, and ferociously competitive business. There are good years and bad years, and then there's this year.
This is likely to be one of the worst years ever in terms of losses.
Janet Porter is an editor with Lloyd's List, a shipping industry news provider. She says over the years, the shipping companies got used to growth of 6, 7, or 8%. This year, it'll be close to zero.
It is very simple supply and demand imbalance. Too many ships and not enough cargo.
Container ships are vital cogs in the global economy. Jonathan Roach, a container market analyst at Braemar ACM Shipbroking in London, says slowing economies in Europe and China are hitting the industry hard.
China has a big factor in the container industry, where China is really the factory of the world. And when the advanced economies slow, we're seeing less exports coming out of China.
The economic slowdown comes as fleets of huge new ships are coming online. The major shipping companies in Europe and Asia began ordering the state-of-the-art, supersized ships back in 2011, when times were better, says Porter.
This is partly a self-inflicted crisis because of the over-ordering. There's a little bit of boys and their toys in this. The shipping lines, one line orders ultra-big ships, so the next one does and the next one does. And all these ships are now starting to be delivered.
Now, orders for new vessels have dried up, says William Bennett, a senior analyst at Vessels Value, which follows the cargo markets. Speaking via Skype from his London office, he says in 2015, companies ordered about 1,500 new vessels.
What we've had in the first half of this year, we're looking at 293 vessels ordered. There's just no appetite for ordering at the moment.
Bennett says the shipping crisis will have little impact on consumers. Shelves in your favorite shops will still be stocked. It's the ship owners bearing the brunt. They're hemorrhaging money at the moment. Freight rates have plummeted, cutting deeply into profits.
I can just tell you that the cost for shipping are enormously low.
Niels Haupt is the communications director for Hapag-Lloyd, the world's fourth largest container shipping line. He says via Skype that transportation costs for manufacturers are at rock bottom.
Per t-shirt just for shipping transportation, this is like $0.01 or $0.02. A pair of sneakers, which is $100 in the shop, ocean transport costs per pair are approximately between $0.20 and $0.25. So this is a ridiculous amount of money.
Haupt says, like other companies, Hapag-Lloyd is looking to cut costs and be more efficient. Bennett, with Vessels Value, says mergers and acquisitions are happening at a record rate, and many ships are heading to the scrap heap to help reduce the number competing for market share.
We need 1,000 ships to be scrapped in order for a market recovery.
Which will be good news for the scrapyards. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.